August 3rd, 2014. I'm interviewing Colleen Power. She's 47 years old, born on April 27th, 1967. My name is Aurelia Rose Power. Colleen is my mother. We're going to be asking her questions about when she was in college. So, Mom, did you grow up in Kansas City?
No, I did not grow up in Kansas City. I came to Kansas City in the 80s. I graduated from high school in 1985, and I came out to Kansas City to go to college.
So, was it hard for you to leave St. Louis?
No, it was not hard for me to leave St. Louis. I was very much ready to try something new and to go somewhere new, and Kansas City was really not that far away from St. Louis, so I could visit easily. A lot of people that I knew came to school out here, and so we could drive and, you know, carpool back and forth. And I enjoyed going somewhere different.
So did you have some of the same friends that when you were growing up in St. Louis in Kansas City?
Yes, actually. Some of my friends actually came to the same college. When I came out here, I went to Rockhurst College. And in fact, one of my friends, whose name is Peggine, I've known her since I was in second grade. And she still lives out here in Kansas City. We both came out to Kansas City to go to college and ended up getting married and having families here in Kansas City. Some of my other friends from the same high school came out here to go to Kansas City. So that kind of made it easy as well, because I saw a lot of, you know, familiar faces, and it made it easy to make friends and meet new people.
What were some of the things that you liked to do with your friends, or just alone after school or during school?
Probably lots of things. Let's see. One of the things I remember doing a lot was I liked to go dancing, and I liked to watch bands, live bands. And so did Peggine and some of my other friends. So we would often go to Westport, and there was a little dance club there called The Shadow. And we would go there and dance and listen to music. That was something we liked to do. I do remember my friend Angie came out, not my freshman year of college, but my sophomore year. So she was a girl I knew in St. Louis who did not come out the first year of college, but then she did come out during the second year. And she really liked a particular soap opera, which are these daytime shows, and you watch them every day, and it's just about people and their lives, and they're always crazy, and sometimes people die, and then they come back to life later, and they're kind of crazy shows. But anyway, Angie, they're not so popular anymore, but they were popular when I was young. And Angie really loved one, and so she had a class, and then she scheduled her classes so that she could be back in her dorm to watch her show during the day. So she never took a class during that period of time. And as it turned out, I happened to be free that time too, so we often met back at her dorm room in the middle of the day, and I would watch her show with her. And we would just chat about people and things and whatnot. So that was something fun. Otherwise, a lot of the people that I knew, we didn't have our own cars. Some people did, but just my friends, most of us didn't. So we did just kind of hang out on campus. It was a college campus. There are many buildings. There's several things, activities that you could do. And we often just went to each other's dorm rooms and played cards or played games or chatted and things like that. So we were a little limited in the places we could go. Sometimes we liked, right down the street on Troost, there was a little Quick Stop, and we would go there and get little horrific, terrible little frozen pizzas in these plastic bags that you had to heat up in the microwave. They were awful, but that seemed like fun to us somehow, because it was something different and off campus. So that's some of the basic, you know, little things that me and my friends and I did while I was in college.
Thank you, Mother Colleen. This was the conclusion of the August 3rd, 2014 interview with Colleen Power, my mother. The interviewer, me, was Aurelia Power. Thank you.